This is Beth Smith. I'm at 207 Chavanel, and Virginia Imig lives here. I'm going to ask her to talk on tape and tell us about some of her experiences in Salida. How are you this afternoon?
Fine, thank you, Beth.
Good. Let's see what you have to say.
Well, I thank you for interviewing me. Thanks to the library for doing this project. I think it's certainly very worthwhile. Mm-hmm. And I would just give you a little background about my years in Salida. I came here with my husband in 1968. All right, so I was telling you that I was to 1980s, in the middle of the 80s, and so the 80s were just, you know, full of work and school and dialysis and going back and forth to Denver to the doctors and so on. And then in 1990, Gary went on the kidney transplant list. And so I think he was only on that a short time, like a few months. And then in August of 91, he received a kidney, and it was just up and down from there on for the next 3 months, and his body just couldn't handle the stress, and he died in December of 91. So, and I continued to teach school, and the kids were in college and or working, and so that took us up until 97. And in the early 90s, from 94 until 97, I believe, there was a vacancy on the, kind of getting back to the community stuff, there was a vacancy on the city council in my ward, and so I decided that I would apply for that, and I was appointed, I think, since it was a vacancy that did not involve an election. So I served on the city council for 4 years. And that was very interesting. And then I retired in 97. And since then I have been just as busy, even busier than I ever was before. You know, you wonder how you ever had time to work. And I do a lot of accompanying. I'm the organist at the United Methodist Church. I play for various people, and if they need accompanists, solos and ensembles for various events, and I'm the accompanist for the Notables, which is a women's chorale. And we practice weekly, as does the church choir, so two nights a week I'm always gone, taken up, busy with that. And Notables have, that group has two concerts a year. This year we're having four because we had Christmas concerts, which we had not done before. So that's kind of fun. So in a nutshell, that's my experience in Salida. And the town has changed a lot, meaning there are a lot of new people here, a lot of new homes. I think it's a beautiful place to be. There are a lot of tourists, but I don't think the population has changed very much. And so people must have also moved away in addition to the ones coming in. It's still a lovely place to be. I do not intend to leave here. So I'm right here at 207 Chavanel. What else can I tell you, Beth? What do you think of?
How about some characters around town? People that have made a difference in our
around town.
Or maybe not. Maybe they've just entertained us.
I think the people who have developed the steam plant as a theater have done a wonderful job. That board has. It's just so nice to be able to go there and see really, really nice events, concerts and plays and individual performances. I'm also on the board of Salida Aspen Concerts, and we have 6 concerts in the summer. Students and teachers who come over from the Aspen Music School and provide this area with concerts for 6 Saturdays. And it's just wonderful classical music in the summer. So we're very privileged to have that. As far as characters in the community, nothing rings a bell with me. You know, we've just had so many interesting people here and in and out, but the ones who have stayed have really made a difference in the organizations that I was just talking about. That's all I can think of right now.
Well, there must be something else. You've been here a long time.
I hope this is recording.
I hope so, too.
I don't know what else to tell you. Oh, what my children are doing. My son is 36, and he's married to a wonderful gal, Karen, and they have my two grandsons.
Where are they?
And they're in Phoenix. They actually live in Peoria, which is northwest Phoenix. And Bradley is 6, and Brian is almost 3. So they're just delightful, and I love to go there, and they come here about once a year. And my daughter Sarah is not married. She's 34, and she is a social worker with the VA in Denver. Loves her work there, and I get to see her when I go to Denver because she doesn't get home very often either. But they're both doing well. They have good jobs and very full lives.
Good. Did you notice any changes in the town since you have come? Because you did move along some of those changes.
I did
when
move
you were on the city council.
Yeah, the hospital board and the city council. You know, I think there was a lot of progress made, but to name them specifically, name events specifically, I'm not sure I really can. You know, the fire department and the police department, under the auspices of the city council, I think have just done a wonderful job. I think we have excellent fire and police service here, sheriff's office also, and it's just, and of course the jail was built during this time, you know, in the last, 2 years, and it's very nice, if jails can be nice, I guess. The hospital, of course, has just done wonderful things in, say, the past 20 years. You know, it was probably 25 years ago or so that the addition was built on, and then they've done many remodeling projects, and there was another addition about 15 years ago, 10 to 15. And I think we get excellent care here. We have a lot of specialized services that we now do not have to go out of town for. We have many new doctors in town. We have those whom we knew when we first came here have retired. And the ones who have come seem to be well received. So our medical care is excellent. I think our school system is just very, very fine. Jenny Bigelow, being the president of the school board right now, has really brought that along too, and Jim Wilson, who is the superintendent. I'm a little bit out of touch with the school system now that I've retired, except for what I read in the paper and talk to friends about, you know. Anything else? I just, can you think of anything? Neighborhoods in my area are pretty much the same as they were, but out west of town and south of town, there are many, many new homes and lovely developments.
Are you pleased to see that?
Yes, that's fine. You know, I think we need new blood around.
Absolutely.
I definitely think so. And the people who have come here, who have moved here, younger people as well as retirees, I think that they have contributed to the town. The ones I have met are certainly doing that.
Mm-hmm. Good. Were you or your children active in any of the FIBARC specialties? Were up on the mountain skiing?
We all skied in the 70s, and the kids into the 80s did. They were pretty active in school activities. My daughter was a cheerleader, and she played tennis. And what else did she? I was going to tell you something. They both were in band. Sarah played flute, and John was a trombonist. And neither of them does that now, much to their mother's chagrin. But maybe one day they will, because those are things you can always pick up.
That's right.
Sarah graduated from Salida High School in 89, and she went to CU Boulder, and then she went to Portland State in Oregon for her master's in social work after that. John graduated in 87. He went right to Greeley. Then he went to Ames Community College and got his certification in police work at the police academy there. And so he went right out and got a job with the police force in that area. Then he decided maybe that was not quite what he wanted to do, so he had several jobs and, continued to take courses in school along with working, and graduated from Metro State in 1998. So he graduated many years after he graduated from high school. But I was just, so proud and happy that he did that. It didn't matter that he had a wife and child in the meanwhile. At least he kept on. And now he's working on his master's through Regis College on the internet. So he's pursuing that now. So that's about a 3-year program, I think he said.
And what is he doing in Phoenix now?
He is an information systems officer for the city of Goodyear, which is southwest Phoenix. And his position is he is in charge of all the computers, the phone systems, all communications for the city of Goodyear. So he works for the city. And his wife, Karen, is a CPA for the city of Peoria. So they have very good jobs and are really busy with all their activities, and makes me very proud.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you started out, you were from Oklahoma, is that right?
Right. I grew up in Norman, Oklahoma, went through the schools there, graduated from the University of Oklahoma in 1961, and came to Jefferson County Schools in Denver to teach. Mm-hmm. And those were the days where you were recruited before you ever graduated from college. I had a job teaching before college graduation, and so I taught in Denver, or in Jefferson County Schools, for 7 years before coming up here. I was not born in Norman. I was born in Enid, Oklahoma, in 1939. And
your family name was what?
Norris.
Norris.
N-O-R-R-I-S. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And my mother was a teacher. She was also a very fine singer. She was a soloist. And my sister is also a singer.
Mm-hmm. I've heard her.
So, that's how we got started on all that.
Mm-hmm. And your husband was born in?
He was born in Boulder. And his parents were originally from South Dakota. His dad was from Scotland, South Dakota, and his mother was from Yankton. And so every summer when Gary was growing up, he and his sisters would go back to South Dakota and visit their grandparents. So that made for a lot of interesting mm-hmm. stories, you know. So Gary went to Boulder Public Schools, CU, graduated from CU, and then went to the University of Virginia for law school, where he graduated in 65.
Mm-hmm. Now, his father?
His father was the dean of the College of Music at CU.
Mm-hmm.
in Boulder. Mm-hmm. He was hired from, he was on the faculty, I want to say at Purdue, but I'm not sure that that's correct, but anyway, back in that area. And in 1937, he was hired by Boulder High School to come teach music, vocal music, choral music. And then as the years progressed over the next 3, 4, 5 years, he started teaching some courses at CU in the College of Music. And so that progressed into giving up the Boulder High School job because the university job, of course, was what he was interested in doing. And he became dean there in the 50s. And at the College of Music. He was dean of the College of Music until he retired in 1978. And the music building there is named for him. It's called the IMIC Music Building, which is very, very nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that was done the year of his retirement in 78. Mm-hmm. So that was quite a year.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. fine.
Yeah. And he has, as I said, retired, and he lives in Mesa, Arizona. And my mother-in-law passed away in June of 2003. So he's down there alone now. But I think he's doing well with that. He's mm-hmm. doing okay.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. His daughters take good care of him, and he gets to see his grandson and his family down there, John and his family. They get together quite often.
Good. Well, thank you very much, Virginia.
Well, you're very welcome, Beth.
I hope this turns out the
way we want. I hope it turns out. If it doesn't, I guess we'll do it again.
All right, I want to mention the date. This is January 17th in 2005. I'll make sure they know when we've been talking about this. And then I'm going to say goodbye now.
Okay, thank you for coming.